This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about confrontation and how God will give you the strength to boldly confront a person or a situation or even a personal issue you may be dealing with. Recently, I read in the book of Acts how Peter healed a layman who had been begging outside the beautiful gate for decades. Once Peter told everyone that the man was healed in the power and name of Jesus Christ, nearly 5,000 people turned to God. But when the leading priests of the day heard this, they were very disturbed. They immediately arrested Peter and called him before the council. Yet Peter was not afraid. He told them the same thing he had told the followers. It was as if his attitude was, "Yes, I said it, and I'll say it to you again." With both confidence and humility, he boldly confronted the council, which had the authority to kill him on the spot. The key is, Peter knew who ultimately had the authority over his life, so he was unafraid of the council. Think about that. A person or a situation or even an issue you may need to boldly confront today, and do so knowing that God has your back. And as you think about that, cling to these words so we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Hebrews 13:6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, whatever the person, situation, or issue might be, go forth and boldly confront it.